How do you make a radio ad for an 8K TV that conveys the feeling of 33 million pixels with over a billion shades of color hitting your eyeballs? This is the best we can do. Samsung Neo QLED 8K. Unreasonably good.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Does this noise sound painfully familiar to you? Here's the thing you need to know about snoring. It could be a sign of a very big health problem called sleep apnea. People with sleep apnea have been found to be at an increased risk for serious health conditions like coronary heart disease and other cardiovascular diseases. And studies show that as many as 80% of all sleep apnea cases go undiagnosed. If you or loved one think you have sleep apnea, you need to know before it's too late. Here's the good news. Now you can find out if you have sleep apnea quickly and easily right from the comfort of your own home with no expensive or time-consuming doctor visits or overnight sleep lab stays required. Just send one simple text to get started. Text QUIET to 323232 to get a private link to the sleep apnea quiz. Text QUIET to 323232. It takes just minutes and could literally save your life. Don't wait. Text QUIET to 323232 now. Text the word QUIET to 323232. Text QUIET to 323232.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Look who's back. Back again. Stuffed with hay. Tell a friend. Stuffed with hay.
Don't.
That's all I'm saying.
We did the motion. We carried it.
And
it
I just
was
broke
to never
it.
Be used again.
And I just broke it. Friends of the podcast, we just had this funny conversation from our Podfix people. And we had to discuss for 10 minutes about the phrase stuffed with hay. So we're not going to discuss it now. Get stuffed with hay. So we're not going to discuss it now because we've put it to rest forever.
Oh, my God.
But feel free to chat amongst yourself.
Ugh.
Right?
Okay.
Samantha, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I said goodbye to Halloween and hello to Christmas movies.
Good, my good God, just like that, hey?
Yes, just like that. Made the switch.
Clicked off Nightmare on Elm Street and went to, oh, look at that. They're kissing on the ice rink in City Hall. Just like that, right?
Just like that. Well, and I watched, Ryan Pavey's new Christmas movie from Hallmark.
Of course you did.
Coyote Creek Christmas. Yes, he was lovely as always.
If that doesn't say another Christmas movie like
Come
all the
on.
Others, I don't know what does.
You know what? It's what's going to get us through the cold winter months, Lisa.
It's not going to get me through those winter months, right? I'm not the fan.
If a serial killer had a Santa hat on, you would watch it.
Yeah, step different. Make that one, Mr. Oliver.
Different.
Right? Can you take out some of the love and the romance and put a little slashing and a little killing in them?
I'm sure he could.
He's brilliant that way.
Yes.
Right? That is his original genre.
Yes, it is. I love that about him. He's very multifaceted.
That's the brilliant Ron Oliver we're talking about.
Well, that's why I got a little soft spot for Ron.
Yes, you do. Yes,
and
you
he's,
do.
And he's only two steps away from Ryan Pavey, so you know.
Well, they're pretty much best friends, right?
Pretty much.
So you are like on the fringe.
I'm so on the fringe.
It's a far fringe. Like you're
it's
like
a far fringe.
Like you're like on the you're on the outskirts of the fringe.
Yes, but
right?
But you never know, Lisa.
You just never know, Samantha.
You never know.
You never, ever know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you never know when Ryan Pavey's looking for a new leading lady.
Or, you know, Ron's like, hey, guys, want to be an extra in my movie? Just happens to have Ryan Pavey in it.
Just happens to have Ryan Pavey in it. You know, maybe we'll have to, once we get through these COVID times, maybe we'll have to push ourselves a little. I think we could be darn good walk-ons.
I think we could just push ourselves onto Ron and he would just put us somewhere.
I think just probably to get us out of his hair.
And to be honest, I want to meet Kenny Kwan.
I know, right? Okay, well, that's okay.
The actor who's always known as Kenny Kwan. I need to
know. So what we should do is maybe we should ask Ron if he wants to come back on the podcast.
Oh, and then invite people.
We can invite. We could ask him if he wants to have a couple of his friends dial in with us.
Stop right?
It. Well, we can ask. What's the worst? All he can do is say no, which I'm sure this he will. True. But
he will.
And I'm sure he will.
He's busy. He's writing. He's busy. Doing stuff. He's very
super busy.
Creative. Right? And
but sometimes Aunt Red has a little. Sometimes that family has a soft spot for Aunt Red, and you just never know, right?
You never know.
We don't know if we don't ask.
That's true. Okay, right? But you know what? I think we all need to take a moment of silence.
Oh,
for Lisa.
Samantha.
In her time of mourning.
Samantha.
It's been a hard week. Monday was the toughest day
had
of all.
Had a bad day. I had a bad day. I took a big fall. I didn't fall, but I felt like I had a big fall.
I think we need to talk about it, Lisa. We need to help you through the grieving process.
Hi, you better help Rob Suskey too.
I know. You know what, friends of the podcast? The McRib did not come to Canada.
Did not come to Canada.
No.
It and did not.
You and Rob had a long conversation.
Back and forth all Monday long. Back and forth.
Discussing.
How bad our temper tantrums were going to be.
I do believe you were going to protest in front of City Hall or something.
He was
going to
call this member of parliament and protest in front of City Hall. Right?
Oh. I feel bad.
Yeah. So it didn't come. So here's the thing, right? Like, we weren't crazy. They said it on the news.
They did. And they lied.
They said it. And then they lied.
They lied. Right?
And then here's the piece de resistance.
Uh-oh.
I decided to phone the 8th Street. Yep. I'm calling you out, 8th Street McDonald's, Saskatoon. I decided to call for verification for me and my friend Rob.
Mm-hmm.
They thought I was prank phone calling, and they told me to stop calling and hung up.
What?
I'm like, hi there. I'm just wondering if you could tell me if you guys are serving the McRib today. The what? The McRib. The McWhat? The McRib. Like the McRib. It's its 40th birthday. Click. Okay. Me. It just must be a bad connection. I'll try back. Phone back again, got the person again. I'm like, hi, I'm just wondering if you guys are serving the McRib. Are you phoning? Is this a prank phone call? No, I'm serious, right? Did the McRib come to Canada? Click.
Shut up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
That's rude, man.
So rude, right? Already on a bad day? So rude already on a bad day.
And then they hung up on you.
Two times. Yeah.
And who doesn't know what the McRib is?
I don't know, dear, the people working at the McDonald's. Oh, I was so mad.
Well, I'm just saying, like, granted, it hasn't been back in Canada for years, but yeah. I remember you eating this, like, maybe 8 years ago.
Yeah, right?
Ish.
It has not been a lifetime.
No. So, young kids, you should know what the McRib
is. Yeah, I was not talking to a 9-year-old on the phone. I feel really confident that the worker at McDonald's was older than 9. Yeah, right? So you weren't brand new when it came out, you bunch of morons.
Oh.
I was so mad, hey? I was so, so, so mad.
Not cool.
No, not cool, right? So mad. And then what do I do? And then what just fuels my anger?
Okay. Let's just say
what just fuels my anger? What just fuels my anger? I'm going to keep saying it. What just fuels my anger?
John.
Right? Hey, Lisa and Samantha.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
I have no doubt. I don't think he's a stupid man.
No, he knows how to push your buttons, Lisa.
Yep, he does, right?
And then it was video post after video post.
Yeah, right? Because that's what a girl needs. That's what a girl needs in her moment of crisis is your boyfriend goading her.
Yes. And then he posted to our Facebook today, hey, guys, should I go and get another McRib?
And people were thinking he was being a little mean today.
Yes. Today they were all like, hey, man, don't do that to me.
Right,
that's
come on,
so
right?
Rude.
So rude.
So rude. And all I'm thinking is he don't care.
He don't care.
He don't care.
He don't care.
He believes that he's being incredibly funny. And to be honest, Lisa, he's a little bit funny.
He don't care. He's breaking my heart.
No.
You don't care that he's throwing salt in it.
Yes.
Right? Like, he don't care.
But you did say on the post today.
Today's post, I said, you know what? Absolutely, you should have one every day.
Dear John, still go eat one.
Still, yeah, for sure. Still go eat one. Yeah. If I lived where the McRib was and I'm driving by it every day, I'm still going to have it.
Yeah. Yes. And then Luke let him know about the Big Mac McRib.
And that sounds delightful. If you live through it, Luke.
Yeah.
Right? If you live through it, it sounds delightful.
Through the bun, pickle, sauce, rib,
onions, bun,
bone-shaped,
bone-pressed, bone-shaped meat, two times.
Bun,
right? It does sound, it sounds delicious.
Yes, it does.
If it doesn't kill you.
If it doesn't kill you.
If you don't die first, it sounds good. If you die first, I hope that was your last meal.
Yeah.
I hope you loved it. Right?
But I think John, for someone who poo-pooed it.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever poo-poo it again, John Domingo.
He's eating it every day.
He's loving it. He is the McDonald's commercial. I'm loving it. Right? He is the McDonald's commercial.
He is. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I got big shoulders.
Yeah, slopey. Right.
You know what the thing is I can't say that I wouldn't do the same thing if the tables were turned.
And I agree.
Right? So, right? So that's why, right? Even though it's mean and hurtful and unnecessary, I cannot tell a lie and say that I would necessarily act in a better manner.
This is true.
Because whenever I can find a way to stick it to him, I do.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, that's true. That's true. But I think we need to also to talk about what happened, what rolled into
Samantha,
the next disaster of your life.
I'm going to be posting that tomorrow on our Facebook page. Here's the thing, friends. Oh, lend me your ears. It was a bad, bad week, right?
But there's a couple Monday.
But there was a couple things that played into this. Okay. So we got the McRib not coming, right? That's tough, right? We got me trying to practice my advent calendar skills and that's always a challenge in November for me, right? I don't go around bragging that I do it well in November. That's why I practice so I can do it properly in December. The problem this year, Samantha, was that I decided to go big. Right? You went with the normal advent calendar, just a little chocolate.
I didn't know if I would enjoy it. I forgot to get my third day today, so I'm not doing well.
You're not doing well, right?
Because
you're not doing well because you're not even really practicing.
No.
Right? But those little chocolates are good, right?
Well, okay. To be honest, Lisa, the chocolate is more your thing.
Yeah.
What I have noticed is that there is cosmetic advent calendars or like body shop advent calendars.
So you need to buy one of those ones for December.
So I might be more motivated
to do that one. And then you buy that for December.
Yes, I think I might.
Fair enough. So where I went wrong, normally I buy the cheap one. Like
yes.
And I still go wrong all over the place. Wrong, right? I don't do well. Where I went really wrong is that this year I splurged a little. It caught my eye, and it was $11.99, and it was a Reese's one. And I don't normally love, like, the peanut butter and the chocolate, but I do love it in, like, a little crinkle cup. With, like, red, green, or gold foil.
It speaks to you.
Seems to speak to
it
me.
It speaks to you.
So when I opened the first one, first off, I couldn't find the first one. I couldn't find the first day, and I just wanted to have a chocolate, so I opened day number 6. And it was a foiled crinkle cup, and I had one, and I loved it so much. It was so good, I had another.
Uh-huh.
So I was already off to a bad start.
Wrong day.
And every day it just got worse.
So are you done now?
Totally done it.
Oh, jeez.
Totally. It's totally done as of today.
So are you going to get another one?
No, I only do one practice one.
Oh, so you only lasted 3 days into the month.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say that normally I do, when I buy the cheap $1.99 ones, I last a little longer. These ones were so good.
That's
so
the
dear
problem.
Reese's, why you got to do that to a girl for the practice one, right?
You need two in November.
Well, now next year I might have to.
You might have to.
Or just go back to the $1.99 one.
Well, it's you can have mine.
Okay, I'll have yours. Let me practice with yours. Yes, let me finish practicing with yours.
I mean, it's
that's
so
a
tiny
good friend.
That chocolate is so tiny. I don't care.
It's almost just it's barely a bite.
It's barely a bite. Yeah.
These ones were the full, like you just bought them. They were in a bag. They were so good. It was so good. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So can we, all right. I will post it tomorrow.
Okay.
I will post my shame.
You got to post your shame.
I will post my shame. I will post my shame. And then the world can, it's out there, right? I don't claim to do this well. That's why I practice.
No, you don't do this well.
Right? I say practice makes perfect. I don't say Lisa is perfect. Right? There's a reason why we do this in November. So for December, we do it well.
This is true.
All right, Samantha. Okay. Can we move on?
I'm ready to move on to my horrible beginning part of my week.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I got a question for you.
All right.
It's been bugging me. It's been on my mind. What's the deal with pineapple? Like, let's really talk about this here, because really, other than putting it on the pizza, what's the point?
It's fruit.
But who eats it?
Everybody.
No, I don't agree. It's a high maintenance fruit.
Well, nobody, I mean, if you're not
buying a pineapple.
No, well, some people do.
But not many do. That's why they're so popular in the can.
Well, no, but you can. Okay, it's food prepared by others. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You can buy it freshly cut from your local grocery store, or you can get it frozen. I've bought frozen pineapple before.
Why?
It's quite lovely.
What do you eat it with?
I just eat frozen fruit because it's frozen in its most ripest state, so it's always a little.
Are you thawing
good.
That? Are you unthawing?
No, I eat it frozen. It's nice. It's kind of like a nice crunchy. Because you know I like chips, right? So anything crunchy is kind
of
good.
So a frozen chunk of food.
Yeah, frozen pineapple is delightful.
Seems weird.
Well,
I just don't get it. I don't get. I don't get the purpose of it.
But pineapple is good for you. It's got vitamin C in it.
It's so woody.
It's not woody.
It's woody.
It's not.
How do you not find it woody? It's woody.
It's juicy. Like it should be running off your face if you're eating it.
It's like woody. It tastes woody. I'm not saying I like it. Don't get me wrong.
Pineapple is sweet.
I know, but I'm not saying it. So it's sweet wood. Sweet wood.
No, it's not sweet wood.
It's sweet wood, right? It is.
But when you think about it, you know, a pineapple should be eaten by people who think that they're royalty. And you think you're royalty because, right, pineapples, they have a crown on the top of their head.
Fair enough, right?
So,
you
know,
Lisa, my crown.
Right? If you think you're all that in a bag of chips.
Remember the year that you wanted to decorate, you wanted to carve a pineapple?
Oh, because that was the thing.
That was the trend, right?
That was the trend.
I don't know. I'm just saying, right? It just seems like as though it's not really like a side dish. Like it's not served with, like it's not served. Like
people have pineapple chunks on their sundaes.
But do they really?
People drink pineapple juice.
But do they really?
Yes. You put pineapple juice in drinks.
Okay, so that's a drink, okay? That's the juice. I'm talking about the pineapple.
The pineapple is an underutilized fruit.
Like, how do you grow them? Can I grow one in my backyard?
It is the middle child of fruit.
It's neglected. It's neglected. It's a neglected fruit.
It's the middle child of fruit.
Like, here we are at 52 years of age, and we can't even figure out where it comes from. Can your mom grow it in her backyard next summer?
No, it can only grow in like a tropical climate.
So it only grows in Hawaii?
It comes off of a tree.
There's pineapple trees?
Or is it a tree? Or is it a plant?
Or is it a plant?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Right? I don't think it can be a tree.
Oh, I suck.
I don't think it can be a tree. So I'm just saying, what's the deal with the pineapple? It seems like there's a lot to know about this mystery fruit and nobody knows about it.
Well, you love it. You eat it.
I do love it. When we get that fruit tray, it's the first thing I'm eating.
Yeah. So why are you calling it, I think you're a hypocrite?
No, I'm not poo-pooing it.
You said it was woody.
It's woody. It's got a woody texture.
It doesn't have a woody texture.
To me, it's woody.
But it tastes sweet.
You can't poo-poo what I feel.
No, I'm just saying.
You can't poo-poo my feelings.
You love anything that has the modest hint of sugar.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm saying I like it. I'm just saying I don't get it.
Well, it's good for smoothies. It's good in smoothies.
Samantha, I'm not asking you to defend a pineapple.
I'm just saying.
It's like, oh my God, like, are you related to the pineapple?
No, you're very defensive over it. I feel like you're really down on the pineapple. And as a middle child, I identify highly with the pineapple because I feel it has the middle child syndrome.
You think
that it's overlooked.
It gets shunned.
Overlooked, but it's yet to ask. It's asked to do all the things, right? It's to be all the things.
To all the people.
To all the people, right?
Huh. But
it's on a pizza. It's in a smoothie. It's in a sundae.
What more can you ask of it?
It's in a fruit salad.
Like, right? I can look at that. Oh, I'm in your teriyaki stir fry.
Right.
Okay. All right. Whoa, I didn't know it was going to be so touchy. So touchy. I think maybe Dr. Phil needs to do some work with you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey?
Interesting. All right. I was just saying, what's the deal? I just said it tastes woody. I didn't say that was a bad thing.
Well, I felt like that was the wrong description.
Well, apparently right. You're like the description police today.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. My descriptions.
Okay. But speaking of police.
Yeah.
We met two potential corrections officers over the weekend.
We certainly did. We certainly did. And you know what? It's times like this I'm thankful that there's a note taker at these events. And I'm sure the HHG would be thankful too.
Oh, I don't think so. I remember lots.
I know, right? So crazy.
Okay, so we met two lovely, rambunctious ladies from Edmonton, Ashton and Allie, and they're training to become correctional officers.
So cool.
And they're like, hey, we got you. We can protect you. And I'm like, I have no doubt that these ladies could have like kicked some serious butt.
Oh, they got their shit together.
They were training to, they were shooting guns.
I know,
they were
right?
At a gun range. And I'm like, okay, that super cool.
Yeah.
Right? Super cool.
In our true Friday night wine extravaganza, we drew a crowd as we always do.
As always, yes.
Right? Everybody wants to be with the cool kids. Right? It's like they want to be with the cool kids, but they don't want to quite commit to the cool kids.
Yes.
Right? They like to still have their safety.
Yes, this is true.
Right?
But you know what I love the most about these two ladies?
Right.
Is that they thought all three of us were 34 years old.
And we'll take it. We'll take it.
Shut up.
I know, right? Those are beautiful ladies, those ladies were.
They're like, no, you're our age. And I think they were like 34, 35 or something.
We're
like
no, we're your mom's age.
Yeah, we could have had you.
We could have been your mom, right? We could have had you.
Right? And they loved us so much. I think mostly you and Michelle, but they loved us so much. They bought us coconut tequila shots.
Oh, God. And I'm just done with that, too.
To have with them. And like we did a little shot with them.
Right. Because we were trying to keep up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. And you can't do that anymore.
Oh, right. Too old.
Like we're too old for that shit.
We're just too old. So that was fun.
Yeah. But it was nice to meet them. They're going to be here for a couple of more months, I think.
Yeah. Right. So we'll see them again.
Oh, for sure.
For sure we'll see them again, right? For sure we will. Okay, so what do we mean when we say the HHG is the finisher?
I have no clue.
I think it's a phrase that she said.
She's the finisher?
She said she's the finisher.
Is it like because she finishes the food?
Maybe because she finishes the food.
Maybe.
Is that why?
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought you were supposed to know everything.
I don't know. This is what you put down. I have no clue.
Because she told me to. I remember her saying, write that down. Write that in the notes. So I did. HHG is the finisher.
It's too bad that she didn't explain it a little bit more.
Yeah. Sometimes our girl doesn't explain it. I think it's the food finisher.
I think it might be the food finisher.
Right?
Or she could finish a sentence or she could finish an argument.
She can do it all.
She's a mom. Of course she can do it all.
She's pretty darn brilliant, that HHG is, yes, that way, right?
I have no doubt.
Yeah. Right? She puts us to shame.
She has not fully disclosed all of her powers yet. So.
She's got a whole another slew of powers we don't even know about. Right?
Oh my God. She's just boiling underneath the surface.
She's got the goods, right? There's so many layers to that gal. We got no clue.
I know.
We got no clue. Okay. Here's something interesting. Coincidence? I think not. So my best friend Adele.
Yes.
She sent me another email.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know, right? And so anyways, what it was is it was like a sneak peek to the list of all the songs that are coming out on her new album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That she sent out to everybody.
Well, I don't know. I can only talk to what comes to my mailbox. I don't go peeking in your mailbox, Samantha. I only know what comes. She sent it to you?
No, the whole world knows now.
So she didn't actually send it to everybody then? Okay. Did you get the email from Adele?
No.
Okay. So nope, actually, not to everybody. She did send it to Emma Mitchell, too.
Oh, but there
Emma,
you go.
But Emma's from there, so I think that makes sense.
Closer connection,
right? The big deal. The bigger deal.
Yes.
Is that it's coming to my email.
For sure.
So anyways, okay. She has a song called I Like Wine.
Oh, my God.
It's almost like what Kelly and Ryan do.
Mm-hmm.
When they kind of secretly steal our stuff.
Right.
And now Adele has kind of secretly stolen our idea because she knows that we like wine.
Yes.
And I would assume that probably when she was one day thinking, okay, I got to make this new album and I'm getting stuck. Oh, what can I write about? Well, you know what? Those funny girls in Canada, they like wine. You know what? I don't mind wine. Maybe I'll write a song about liking wine.
There you go.
Do you feel that maybe it's like a hidden message to us?
No.
You don't think it is?
No.
You don't think it's a coincidence? And then it shows up in my email like, hey, dear Lisa, look at one of my songs.
No.
Because then I'm like, should we have coined that phrase? Shit, we missed copywriting something again?
I Like Wine is not copyrightable.
It's not copyrightable?
No.
Is it patentable? Can we patent it? Did we miss patenting it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't think it's patentable either?
No, but I think that you are not alone in liking wine.
Well, I think we've started a wine revolution. I think. That's what I think's happened.
I do believe that you and Michelle have definitely let the world of Saskatoon know that the best place to be, happy hour.
Happy hour at the Hudson's, right?
For half-priced wine, I believe it is.
Half-priced wine. It's amazing how much you can appreciate a half-priced glass of wine.
Well, this is true.
Right? Kind of crazy. And the HHG, she sent me a picture of her advent calendar for December, and it's wine a day.
Excellent.
And she sent me a picture of Checkers, too. Checkers the dog, his came, too. And it's a dog treat a day. But then not practiced. She said they're too expensive.
Where the hell did she get wine a day?
I don't know. She had one last year, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Okay. Yeah. Now, I don't know why or how we always talk about Adam Levine.
Because he's beautiful.
And you guys think of him as like some sort of comfort. And I just think he's just another guy with tattoos.
What? And we never understand why
I know,
you think that.
I know. Because he's not my go-to.
Oh.
He just isn't.
How can he not be anybody's go-to?
He's not unattractive. I think he's attractive and I think he has his points. And yes, he's muscular and the tattoos are nice.
Yes.
But he's not my go-to.
He's not your go-to.
No.
He's not your lobster.
No.
Huh. Well, the HHG and I disagree.
I know. And every time I say it, you guys, it's like you forget that I'm not in your club of loving this person.
It's not that we forget. It's like we're in shock.
No, you should not be in shock.
So friends of the podcast.
What's
Adam
your
Levine,
comfort?
Yay or nay? Well, sorry, guys. Dudes, tell us, dudes, Adam Levine, yay or nay? I don't know. I think he's beautiful to all sexes. Right? He's got that little part.
Oh my God, stop it.
Right by his hips. He's got that part by his hips.
Uh-huh. Right? No, I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I'm just saying, right?
Okay.
But I'm having problems. I need a problem solved.
You really need to be specific.
Okay, well, I'm going to be if you just let me talk my story here. I got some issues with bagels. Bagels.
Okay, why?
Because I like a bagel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I don't like all the bagels. And I feel that if you're a bagel person, the expectation is that you like all the bagels.
No, I don't feel like that.
I think you're wrong. I think that bagel lovers like all of them.
No.
Why don't you think so?
Because I don't like raisins, so I'm not eating a raisin bagel. I'm not going to eat pumpernickel. I'm not going to potentially eat just plain
whole. Who the hell would eat a pumpernickel? Where are you getting a pumpernickel bagel
Because
from?
If you're a bagel eater, you know all the good bagel places.
Oh, well, I'm not that's why I'm having issues.
Well, and the Great Canadian Bagel on A Street is done, so they don't exist anymore.
No, because now everybody makes bagels in a bag.
Well, apparently bagels are not a big deal anymore.
They still are a big deal, I think, at the grocery store. They're a big deal at the Gibson House.
I know.
So my question is do you like a breakfast bagel or is it savory bagel? What's the other type of bagel?
Okay, so this is the difference. This is the difference between you and I.
Yeah.
I will always go savory. You will always go sweet.
So I like a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Right.
Or a blueberry bagel. Or toast bagel.
Yes, that's it. The one from Tim Hortons.
Oh my God, that was like eating crack.
Oh my God, it was so sweet.
It was so good. Because it was supposed to be like French toast.
Yes, I like an everything bagel with cream cheese or I like a four cheese bagel with cream cheese.
Oh, that's
like I'm going to do that way before I'm going to get something sweet.
You want a sun-dried bagel?
Yeah, I'm not doing the sweet stuff.
Okay, so then my next question is, you like it with the cream cheese.
Yes.
Do you know, it doesn't matter whether we have bagel, whether it's cinnamon raisin bagel or everything bagel. Mike Gibson puts peanut butter on all of them.
I feel strongly that that is the wrong thing to do.
Right? And maybe this is where my bagel issues come from. Because I watch it. Because he'll sometimes, and I've said this before, this is no secret, friends of the podcast. There are times he'll buy an all dressed everything bagel and think, why aren't you eating this for breakfast at 6 a.m.? And I'm like, because it's not a breakfast bagel.
No.
To him, it's a bagel. And he just, same thing. He doesn't toast it. And then he puts, and that's like that, right? It's a hairball waiting to happen. He never toasts it. And then on goes the peanut butter. Doesn't matter what the type.
I have so many issues with that.
Okay, do tell.
One, why are you eating a bagel like that? It should be toasted.
Always should be toasted, a bagel.
Two, peanut butter doesn't go on an everything bagel.
Doesn't go on a bagel.
Peanut butter can go on a bagel. Just not that kind of, like, I would never put peanut butter with a cheese bagel.
I would never put peanut butter
on a blueberry bagel. That just seems odd.
You would never, no, peanut butter doesn't go on a bagel, Sam.
No, it can go on a bagel.
Which
if
one?
It's just plain.
Which one?
A plain bagel, a whole wheat bagel, like something that doesn't have like a big taste to it.
Maybe.
But oh my God.
Yeah. Just peanut butter goes on it. Any bagel.
That's an assault on a bagel that just
right. Blueberry bagel, some peanut butter.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Right?
So wrong.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes he'll make a sandwich if we're at the end of the bagels. He'll make a sandwich, like a bagel sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And it won't matter. It could be the cinnamon raisin bagel and a ham sandwich.
Huh? Right?
Yes. Yes. I have issues with bagels.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because to him, it's just acting as bread. I'm like, but it's not the bread.
The bread tastes like cinnamon raisin. and raisins doesn't go with ham and mustard.
It doesn't go with the ham. Mm-mm. I have issues with bagels.
I blame Hilda Gibson for this.
Because you just use the ends, odds and ends of everything and you eat it, dear. Right? Food has one purpose. That's to give you energy.
Yeah. I blame Hilda for this.
Oh, okay. I can't do it. I can't keep talking about bagels. Right? And we never have cream cheese in our house. So the proper bagel accessory is never, ever going on a bagel in my home.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Right? I just use a little bit of margarine.
Well, even that, just toasted nicely.
Always got to be toasted, right? Yeah. I don't want to eat that. Ugh.
You could do a little jam.
Sometimes I'll do a little jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll do a little jam.
A little dollop.
Little dollop, right? I like a little dollop of cream cheese, but it's never in my house. So.
Oh, my God.
No more bagel talk. It gets me
okay.
A bit.
Well, we're going to move
me
on.
All worked up.
Yes, we're going to move on.
All right.
To our Facebook Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Lisa, you blew him up.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't see this coming. Sometimes I can't figure them out. I don't know where they're going to go, left or right.
Apparently, cabbage rolls, you're kicked.
You know what I think's hilarious, Samantha? And I get sometimes I'm at fault for this. What I didn't anticipate was how many people were going to let us know what cabbage rolls did to them. Everybody, it's not just I don't want cabbage rolls. It's I don't want cabbage rolls because of.
They make me
fart. I don't
fart.
Want cabbage rolls because they make me. Right? And I thought that was so funny, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Everybody had to add that part, right? Like, toot, toot.
Yeah, but you know what I thought was really funny is that people have a dislike for meatloaf.
Which is so weird. It's just meat.
Yeah. And it was I think it was Haley. Or no, was it Christine? Oh, I can't remember. Shoot. Sorry, guys. One of you wrote your lengthy explanation of why you dislike meatloaf. And I'm like, I got you, girl. Don't you worry about it. You can hate it. It's okay. And
I disagree. I don't think you should hate it.
I think you should. But I wanted more people to hate chicken pot pie.
Because
I hate chicken pot pie.
I hate
the crust. I hate the pastry. The only thing that's good about it is the filling, and there's too much of everything else.
I don't always hate chicken pot pie, but it's not my favorite. I wanted more people to hate shepherd's pie. That's the one I hate.
Oh, no. There's only a couple who kick that.
I know, right? That's the one that I really don't like. And I was so surprised. All three of my sisters participated this week. They haven't all participated ever. And I'm like, nobody got anything going on today, right? Like, all three of them. I'm like, this is the most bizarre thing ever.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, but yeah, people wanted nothing to do with the cabbage rolls or the chicken pot pie.
Yeah. And then on today's Would You Rather Wednesday, I used Michelle Cowdery's suggestion of would you rather to gain weight in your butt or your boobs. Now, when I put it up there, honestly, sorry to the men of the podcast.
All right.
I didn't really think about you.
You definitely did not.
Because it was only when I went to go check it out today and I saw Luke's, y'all, and then there was a picture and he had a scowl. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
Right? We got to be careful, right? We got to appreciate our men.
No, but they had a good sense of humor, and that's what I appreciate about them.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, some really good responses to my would you rather.
So funny.
The
so
ladies
funny.
Were like, I got flat boobs. I'll take it there. I have a flat butt. I'll take it there. So it went well for the ladies.
It did. Sorry, men. We try to be inclusive.
I'll remember next time.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. But fun and bigger news is that we're going to draw the winner of our contest.
Woohoo!
Where we asked you guys to just use your invite list on Facebook and some of you participated. So I've got everybody's name and a little bit of a thing here, and I'm going to pick one person to win the big prize.
How exciting.
I have picked Kelly Ann.
Kelly Ann. What does Kelly Ann win, Samantha?
Kelly Ann wins a mug.
Way to go, Kellyanne.
I will be contacting Kellyanne through Facebook. So, hi, I'm going to contact you because I'm going to need some info from you.
And, I know her address. I could give it to you.
You have Kellyanne's address?
Kellyanne lives where I grew up in my home.
Cool.
Yeah. But I'm not going to give it to you. How interesting is that though? Hey, she lives in my childhood home.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird. Okay.
It's so cool. But so different now.
But to everybody else who participated, you're going to get a magnet.
Yeah, everybody still gets something.
So Cindy and Weymouth. And Haley Sims and Cindy Harder and Brenda and I believe Carrie and Caroline, you are going to get.
There's another lady whose name you forgot. Is it Eileen?
Eileen. Yes. I'm unfolding pieces of paper as I do that.
Yes.
And Eileen, you lovely five ladies are going to get a magnet. So I will also be contacting you because thank you for participating in our contest.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, that was fun. We'll do more.
We'll do more.
We'll do more. But
and thank
now,
you, John Buchanan, for donating the mug.
Yeah. Yes, because that was his suggestion.
His suggestion.
Okay. So as we come to this part of our podcast, what do you guys think we're going to ask you to do? Download and subscribe to I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam and let other people know about us. We just want to know that you're listening. So don't forget to download and subscribe because that lets us know if you guys are finding our podcast interesting. You can find us at pod.link/ismh. You can join us for fun on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're kind of playing with TikTok, but Lisa still hasn't figured it out yet.
Nobody's taught me. Okay. Your boyfriend was supposed to taught me. All he's done is mock me this week. Not taught me this week, mocked me this week.
He's mocked you, yes. If you would like to help us out and you enjoy our podcast, so you'd like to contribute a little bit of money to us, you can go to Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you will get one free episode that nobody else gets as being a Patreon once a month. And then you'll also get the episode one day early. And also we have merch. So go to ishakemyhead.threadless.com and you can get a mug and a toque, maybe a hat.
There's hats. Don't go promising toques. We don't got toques.
Oh, we don't got toques. Okay.
We don't got toques.
I thought with winter we changed the merch.
I don't know. Hi, I'm only one woman.
Okay.
All right, let me see. Let me get the elves out. I'll see what I can do.
Go check it out, guys. And we are part of the Podfix Network. So if you want to listen to us there, you can. And then also you have the opportunity to check out all the other great podcasts that are on the network as well.
Awesome. Samantha. Scotcheroos.
Hachu. Oh, no, not the same thing.
No. Scotcheroos. Scotcheroos. You heard of them?
No.
They sound mighty darn delightful.
What are they?
Ready? They are ready for this. Rice Krispie treats minus the marshmallow. But instead of the marshmallow, they've got gobs of peanut butter and butterscotch chips.
Interesting.
What interesting is that? All that's the best you got for a scotch?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know about the peanut butter butterscotch combo for me.
But you know how they make those ones at Christmas time with the colored marshmallows, and it has the peanut butter.
Yes, I don't love those.
I don't love those either, right? Because number one, I hate colored marshmallows.
Why? They don't taste any different.
Yes, they do.
No, they
oh,
don't.
Yes, they do. Those mini colored ones, ugh, they certainly do. They have a disgusting taste to them. Yuck, yuck, yuck. White marshmallow or no marshmallow? Mm-mm. Yes, they're fruity.
How did I not know this?
Guys, I don't know because we've never marshmallowed.
Oh my
That's
God.
Why. But they're fruity. They're fruity.
Oh my God. Okay.
I hate those guys so much. But I agree. I would worry that there might be too much peanut butter. When the lady's recipe says gobs of, that sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot.
So should we reinvent the Rice Krispie Square? Or should the Rice Krispie Square just stay the patented, delightful Rice Krispie Square?
Oh, well, you know. I think it should just be left alone.
Right? I get it's not the puff wheat cake that everybody loves too. Because you were thinking that, right? I prefer a puff wheat cake.
No, I like a Rice Krispie cake. I like puff wheat cake, but yeah, it's very temperamental puff wheat cake.
I don't like puff wheat cake. I don't understand puff wheat cake.
If you do it wrong, it's rock hard and nobody's enjoying that.
Right? I just think with puff wheat cake, it's like, God, it's a bad cereal from the 20s. Why in this day and age are we still using it as another, as a dessert? Who are we fooling?
Yeah,
who are we tricking? Right?
That's
whereas
true.
Like a rice, but a Rice Krispie treat. That seems delicious.
All right. Well, I don't know. Are we going to the test kitchen?
I think we should go to the test kitchen. I think we need to try these scutcheroos.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to Sheila the baker.
Talk to the test kitchen baker and see if she's up. Oh, guess what I did? I tried something new this week.
Oh.
Speaking of the test baker, because the test baker Sheila had given us had given me some beets.
Oh.
And her beets are so good, right? Because they're so tangy.
Good.
So here's the thing, right? So I finished one of her beets, and then we had a thing of beets in the fridge that Mike had bought, but they were from the grocery store beets.
Ugh.
And they never taste good, right?
No.
They never taste good. So I drained them and I put them in your mom's liquid beet juice for 2 weeks, left them in the fridge, tasted them. Oh my God, they taste like Sheila's beets.
Really?
They're just thinly sliced. Because I was just curious, right? Because what makes your mom's beets so good is the juice.
Yes, it's the juice.
And what makes the grocery store beets so bad is the juice. And I'm like, why can't we marry these two? Why can't these two become friends?
Oh my God.
So I had leftover juice and leftover beets. So I drained and married them, and the union is working out quite well.
Look at you solutioning things.
Right? Because I didn't want to let the juice go to waste. I'm like, there has to be. I can't drink the juice, right?
Sure, you can.
I can't.
No. Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
You'd probably have a heart attack.
Right? It'd probably kill me. Right?
The salt content for sure.
Right? Probably isn't good. I'd blow up like a pufferfish. Right? And that's not the look I'm going for, right?
No, not really.
I'm trying to combat that. Thank you. So yeah, that was my adventure. I tried that.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah. Mom will be very happy to hear that you like your beets.
I know, always do.
Okay, but speaking of interesting combinations, Pete Davidson was photographed holding hands with Kim K on a roller coaster at Knott's Berry Farm. And apparently, everyone is in an uproar thinking that Pete Davidson is dating Kim K.
It has to be a joke.
It's not a joke. They were hanging out with her sister and her fiancé. What's his name? The guy with all the tattoos. Travis Barker. And they were all, they had just gone to go on rides at the Knott's Berry Farm. And
yeah,
she
but
met.
You know what? Why are they holding hands?
Okay, but she met Pete Davidson while she hosted SNL, and they had a skit where they kissed. Right. So now people are linking them together, and I think, to be honest, it looks like it was a scary part of the roller coaster ride. So she probably just grabbed his hand.
Well, I hope that's it, right? Because he is a train wreck.
There's nothing going on. Yes, he's a train wreck.
I mean, he's funny as hell, but he's a train wreck.
Yes. Kim K does not need to go there.
She does not.
At all. And she does not. This is not her type of guy.
No,
at
right?
All.
That
doesn't mean she couldn't have gone to Knott's Berry Farm and said, hey, P, you want to come and have a good time? Come on, then we're going to go on some
and
rides.
And maybe she's just like a real affectionate woman. Like she might just be a very like lovey type of gal.
Right. And right? I think, if you were listening to Shauna this morning on the radio, she agrees with me.
I was at work.
Shauna agrees with me.
She does not think that there's anything up.
No.
Right.
And
I trust Shauna.
Yeah, and I really feel like the person I need to talk to is Shauna's little girl, Jocelyn, because Joss knows everything.
Well, I think let's just call her Jossie because that's what she's
Jossie.
Called.
Jossie knows what is Jossie going knows, on in the yeah. world of entertainment. Yeah.
I think she's the man.
Yes. So
she the man.
I think if we just ask Shauna, hey, what does Jossie think?
What does Jossie think about this?
Then we're going to get
Jossie can be our like roving entertainment reporter.
Oh, that would be.
Right? And if we have questions, we can like bypass mom and go right to the source. Sorry. Yeah. We want the 6-year-old.
Oh, she's got it going on. Like, and I'm like, of course she does. Of course she does. Does.
Of course she does. Look who her mom is, right? Look who her mom is. That's too funny.
Yeah. Okay. Good. But more, a very serious question, Lisa.
Okay. Okay. I'm ready.
If you could only ever have one type of chocolate bar, one type of chips, and one soft drink for the rest of your life, what is it?
Any type of chocolate bar, like from like the past, the future, the present?
Don't matter.
Oh. Okay. My chocolate bar, if I can have one from the past that doesn't exist anymore, because you said it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going with, remember these guys? You remember Maple Buds?
Yes.
I love those Maple Buds so much.
Oh my God. I'm taking 102.
I'm taking Maple Buds. I'm taking chips. Chips, what chip? Dill pickle chips.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to eat them every day because some days they will hurt my tongue.
Yes.
So I can ration. And I'm taking a root beer.
Oh.
I'm taking a root beer.
Yeah.
I'm torn between a Coke, but...
I thought you would have chosen Orange Crush.
Well, you know, I know, right? But I don't know if I want Orange Crush every day.
But you would rather have a root beer or a Coke.
Root beer never lets you down.
True.
You know, sometimes you have a sip of pop and you're like, oh, God, it just didn't taste like how I thought it was going to. Sometimes I have that with Coke, right? Like I'll have a sip of Coke and I'm like, no, it's not the right Coke today.
Uh-huh.
Root beer never does that to you. Never, ever, ever. The other chocolate bar I would take from the past. Do you remember the chocolate bar called the Four Flavors?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was good. It was good. Google
and
it.
Did it have four flavors?
Yeah. So each square was a different flavor. Like one square would have like a caramel square. One square would have like a rum and butter square. One square would be chocolate square.
No.
Google that.
Four flavors.
So good. So good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what about you? What about you? What are you doing?
I think for the chocolate bar, I'm going to go eat more.
Knew it.
For type of chips, I'm going to go all dressed.
Predictable.
Shut up.
Predictable.
And for soft
or
drink.
Or an iced tea.
No, ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
All right. That's forever. That's forever.
I like what I like, Lisa. Just because you're a 5-year-old does not mean that I need to be a 5-year-old.
You are not my, like a ginger ale does not elevate you. A ginger ale is not an elevated soft drink,
yes,
Samantha.
Yes, it is. It's a grown-up drink.
A pop is a pop. A pop is a pop. A pop is a kid drink, no matter what pop it is.
A pop is a kid drink.
Yeah. Ginger ale.
You
a
don't
Sprite?
Even let kids drink pop until they're in their teens because they can't handle the content, the sugar That's content.
Not, what decade are you living in? Right? Not in 2021. Tell you that right now.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Whatever. Okay, I got bigger fish to fry. Can you explain to me why Facebook changed their name to Meta?
No, I have no clue. And did they really? Because
yes.
I haven't heard one person call it that. I only hear it called. Still, my app says Facebook.
Yes. No, that's not changing.
What's changing?
But apparently, the app itself and stuff, how it looks now to us, it's not changing. But apparently, okay. The organization, the company is now called Meta.
I think because the world hated him.
The world hates Facebook.
And the world hates Mark. Or is it Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg. Yep.
The world hates him because this little nerdy guy is like the root of all evil. Right?
Is he really?
I don't know if he is. I don't know. He went from being brilliant to like dog shit on the street.
Oh, that's like, a hard
the world
go.
Hates them. The world hates them. So although I don't think that just changing your name when it's nothing else makes a difference.
What is meta? What does that mean?
But if I were him, I would just, I don't know. Why wouldn't you just like retire and just go and live with all your billions?
Because he's too young for that.
I guess. I don't know what meta means. You know, there was a basketball player and he changed his name legally to Meta World Peace.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, would it? So I don't know. I don't get the, no, I don't know. I don't get that meta stuff. That's above, that's over me.
It's over our pay grade.
That's over us, right? We don't know that shit. We don't know stuff. We don't know stuff. We don't know fancy stuff like that, Samantha.
All right. I just thought I'd ask. I thought you would know.
No, I got no clue. I got nothing. Here's something I want to know what you think about this. Potatoes. Lump or no lump?
No lump. As little lumps as possible.
Really? You don't like lumpy potatoes?
I'm not a fan. Like, I'll still eat it because a potato is a potato to me. But yeah, if you're going to make a good mashed potato,
yeah,
it should be well whipped.
Boy, you and I are really, really at opposite ends of the spectrum.
It just depends what you want it to, like, what are you doing to it?
I want it to be as unwhipped as possible.
Really?
I don't like the texture of that whippiness unless it's in my TV dinner. It's the only time I'll put up with that texture is if it's in my TV dinner.
Of course.
Right? I'm not, I don't like that texture any other time.
Okay.
I like a lump.
I'll eat it regardless, but if I'm making it, I probably would go with less lumps.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's just how I feel about life.
Interesting. Do you know that Ina Gardner, like the Barefoot Contessa, she stole my recipe for smashed potatoes?
I think maybe not.
I saw it. I saw it on a cooking website. Hers. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Try Ina's smashed potatoes. I'm like, actually, those are Lisa's smashed potatoes. Remember,
no.
I did the smashed potatoes for the contest. Remember uh-huh. in the competition that I won,
the fake one.
And it was remember, and it was my signature dish, not the yes. one that where I did the sandwich and the sub, yes. not that yes. one. Okay. It was just only a side dish one that uh-huh. contest.
Yeah,
and I won it. Remember, and I got the medal. And the plaque,
yeah, was lovely. The best,
yes. Right, the plaque
at the fake contest.
It didn't say anything about the fake contest, but the plaque said you're the best. That one, I'm wearing the medal, yes. and I'm in my chef outfit.
It's lovely.
You know which one?
Yes,
that one I made smashed potatoes, and Ina has stolen it.
That is so unfortunate for you.
Yeah, yeah, Ina, dear Ina,
dear Ina, give it back.
Give me back my recipe, or at least give credit where credit is due.
Oh, my God.
I was a little bit mad at that. Oh, guess what I saw yesterday, and I was happy to see it? That uh-oh. Starbucks was out of pumpkin spice.
Uh-oh.
It's now gingerbread season, they say.
They actually told you it was gingerbread?
Well, I know the people that work there.
Oh, so it is officially changing to gingerbread.
Now it's becoming gingerbread season.
Oh, I thought maybe there was a pumpkin spice shortage.
No. No. And now they have the Christmas cups.
Oh, I love or a good Christmas cup.
Or they're launching the Christmas cups, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right? They look okay. pretty. They look festive.
So
look
will festive. You will you drink the gingerbread coffee then?
Nope. Nope. I won't. I still won't do that. Nope.
Still tall blonde for you?
Still tall blonde, three Splenda 2 cream. Or the odd time I will get my hot chocolate, extra hot, no whip. Girl's gotta watch her waistline.
Yes.
Right?
So after she eats an entire advent calendar in 3 days.
It only works out to like 8.5 chocolates a day.
Yeah.
And if I was 10 and it was Halloween, that would be totally acceptable.
Totally acceptable.
Right? So come on. Come on. Right?
Okay. Saying. All right. I think it's time now.
It is time.
Guess who's got questions? Lisa's got questions. It's Lisa's Question Corner.
Samantha, I got a couple questions.
All right, let's give it a go.
All right, fireplaces. Nowadays, why?
It's decorative.
Okay, so it's not that it's practical.
Well, I mean, do you want to go to the hassle? I mean, most fireplaces are probably gas now. I don't know if anybody's really doing the whole, hey, let's be a lumberjack and
But how hot is that making your home?
It's
like if I think of like how hot my house would be with the red dot and a fire.
Well, no, to be honest, you could probably lower your thermostat if you had the fireplace going all the time.
But we wouldn't.
But you wouldn't.
Because once it gets to the red dot, it will never get lower until it goes to zero.
I think right? It's funny that you have the red dot. It's like you forget. It's like, really, are you going to forget that it's going to be 110 degrees in your apartment?
Right. Right. The red dot. And every day since it's gotten a little chillier at night, I've been reminded, don't touch the heater. I'm like, oh my God, I am so many years past touching that heater. I live with it on the red dot. I'm not touching it because I'm sure that if, for all I know, there's a camera in my room that's going to record it.
Or there's right? He's
booby trapped it or something. Yeah, there's something, right? That if I turn it, he gets a message on his phone. He gets a shock or something that tells him, right?
Oh my God. It's yes.
I do not touch it. I swear to God. It doesn't matter. Right? I will walk around naked all night before I'm touching that.
Oh my God. Nobody needs that.
Nobody needs that. All right. Another question for you.
Okay.
Why is bacon so good?
Because it's got fat and salt.
Oh, just like that. Quick and to the point.
Fat and salt.
And then we make it crisp. And then we crisp it up.
And then you crisp it up.
Makes me think human skin is wonderful.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Has to be. It has to be.
That is disgusting.
I'm just saying, right? It has to be.
You're disgusting.
I don't know. Or our blubber. Like something, part of us has to be really good. It has to be. It has to be elevated somehow.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to try it.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for clarifying.
I'm just saying. Okay, question number three. Mm-hmm. Why is it called comfort food?
Because it makes you feel cozy and warm and on a cold winter's night.
Is that why? It sounds like it's like a nursery rhyme or something.
Well, it might. But I mean, let's be honest. If you're eating a nice bowl of soup with some like a nice sandwich or a bun or a bread or whatever, it just feels cozy and warm and familiar. Maybe it's the familiarity of the food. It gives you memories of like past times with friends or family when you gathered around the table.
Right.
We broke the bread and then we eat the food.
And then we eat the food and we dunk the bread in the chili. We do that. And the stew. Things
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Okay. Makes our heart feel good.
Exactly.
All right. I was just curious. That's my questions. I was just
Look
curious.
Look at me answering
Samantha.
2 out of 3 today.
Pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Right?
Okay. Question.
Yeah.
Why haven't we gone to the new Olive Garden or the old Spaghetti Factory yet?
I don't know. We need to do this.
I think COVID's taken away our excitement for chain restaurants.
Well, because I think when they opened, you couldn't go.
Well, it was super busy.
And you know, can't be busy now.
But what don't we do?
We don't wait.
We don't wait in lines.
We don't wait in line.
We don't wait in lines. Like, that's just not what we do.
Never waiting in line. I'm not waiting in line for food. Oh. There's a city full of food. Right? That makes no sense, right? There's food everywhere in the city. There's food.
And it's not like the old Spaghetti Factory and the Olive Garden are going anywhere.
No.
They're here for the duration.
They're here forever, technically, now.
And technically, I think Saskatoon is the city of restaurants.
But remember when they took away our East Side Mario's?
Oh, well, yeah, that was good. They had, what was it, the funnel cake?
Yeah, I remember. And they had that bread and the salad.
Yeah.
Right? Because that was a staple for you and
I. Well, then we need to go to the Olive Garden because that's where you can get breadsticks and salad.
Maybe that's where.
Like, constantly. Like, you could fill
Maybe that's
up on that.
Close, next best thing to a buffet. Right? Maybe let's give that some thought.
Drag Michelle with us and see how she does.
I don't know if I... Do you see her being an Olive Garden girl?
I don't know.
But, you know, I mean, of course, she's always invited, right? So we'll always ask.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
But bigger news.
Okay.
Bigger thoughts. The queen was spotted driving.
I know. She's doing so good this week.
Okay. So is she okay?
Yeah, she's doing good.
What has your insider intel told you about the queen?
She's just old and probably want to stay home. Right? Think about us and how we don't want to go out. Then add 50 years to us. And then say, did you want to go to Scotland? No, actually, I'm really good in my castle.
Yeah.
I'm good in my palace, thank you. All right, now that the queen knows how to do the Zoom, why does she ever need to go anywhere? She gave a speech to the world leaders to the big summit via Zoom.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she good. She good.
Good for her.
Yeah, she good. She don't need to travel. She can be there in the picture.
There you go.
Yeah. You know what I thought was funny with the HHG? We were talking about the blacklist the other night. Uh-huh. And I said how good it is this season.
Yes.
And then I said, Liz is dead.
Oh, yeah. She didn't get to that part.
She was so upset that I gave away the spoiler. And I said, what? I said, when did you start watching it? And she said she was on season one. And I'm like, shut up. Do you know how many seasons there are?
You have so many seasons to go through.
You have like 6 years to go.
You have so many, so many ups and downs, things about Bones. Like,
right? Yeah. Like you haven't even got to Bones yet.
Yeah.
You haven't even gotten to the brief to the suitcase with the bones.
No. Like,
you're worried about Elizabeth.
Yeah.
By the time you get to Elizabeth being dead, you're ready for her to be dead. It was time. It was time. Right? Tom died years ago. It was time.
Yes, Tom died years ago.
So I thought that was so funny because I'm really enjoying it this season. I know you gave up on it too.
I did give up on it.
But you're not as far behind as what she is.
No.
I feel you're only one real season behind.
Probably. I could probably pick it up this year and be like, yeah, I already know what's going on.
Yeah, because now that you know the spoiler, Liz is dead and they're ahead two or three years.
Okay, so then question.
Yeah.
I thought she already faked her death again.
Yeah, but now it's real death.
Oh, now it's the real death.
Yeah, now she really gone. She really dead.
Okay.
Really dead. Right, she really did, and they dismantled the unit.
Uh-huh.
And this season picks up like 3 years in advance, 3 years yes. ahead of time.
I caught part of it.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, for sure, because I'm all about you don't need to watch all of the seasons. So I've just filled you in, and you're good to go.
And I'm good.
Right? And now they're back together. Still Liz is dead.
It's still Liz dead. Yeah. And so is Tom.
So you're good.
And so is Tom.
And Tom's still dead. Tom's uh-huh. still dead, too. Yeah, okay. You're good. You know what? I think I'm totally mentally ready for the cold weather. I'm just wondering where it is.
I'm totally the opposite. I'm happy that it's still warm outside.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like this in between shit.
I don't want to deal with snow. I have no desire to deal with snow.
I don't like the in between. Make your mind up. Right?
Mm-mm.
I don't care if it doesn't snow, but then make it cold. I don't want it to be like, oh, look at, you can kind of not wear a coat, but you should.
Because you always waffle with your coats.
I know, right?
So you need
either want a coat or I don't want a coat.
You need a clear distinction.
I need a distinction, right? It's either coat season or it's not coat season, right? It's like toque and scarf. What do you think? Yes or no?
No, not yet.
No, anytime.
Well, toque, no, because your hair goes flat. Scarf, sure.
No. No.
I think you should at least wear a scarf.
I'm not wearing a scarf. Where am I putting a scarf? Where does it go?
Around your neck.
Why do I need that?
Because it keeps your neck warm. It gives you
My neck seems to be warm.
Warmth, or you wear it as a babushka and put it over
I'm
your
not
head.
Ever going to do that, ever. And I'm never going to wear a toque.
Oh, fine.
And I'm never going to wear a scarf.
Fine, do it your way. No. Whatever. Be cold. I'm be frozen saying. In your frozen world.
I'm just saying, right? I'm just saying. You know what else is weird, Samantha?
What?
Season two uh-huh. of Saved by the Bell
uh-huh.
is going to be rebooted to pay homage to the death of Screech.
I thought they already rebooted Saved by the Bell.
Season one, not season two.
But so it's coming back is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I think they're redoing season two. Didn't they rebooted and redid it, didn't they?
I have no clue because I don't watch it.
I don't watch it. I just saw it. I saw it on The People.
So they're doing it to include Screech?
No, as an homage.
As an homage.
Like to pay respect to.
Got it? I'm understanding you now.
Yeah. I don't know if I get it. I don't get it.
Didn't he die of cancer?
I think so.
Oh, that's so sad.
And he was young. And that is so sad.
That is sad.
But it doesn't mean we need to bring back that show.
Well, I've seen like an episode or like 5 minutes of the new Saved by the Bell.
It's not needed.
It's not really worthy.
The world is okay without it.
I didn't watch the original, so I have no connection to it whatsoever.
Totally fine. Totally fine without it.
Degrassi, different.
Oh, God. But I don't want that either. I actually don't even want to go there. No. No. Leave it where it belongs.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what could potentially come back?
Tell me.
The Movember Boys.
Oh, yeah. The Movember Boys will come back.
Yes. Was it Steve?
And John. Steve and John. And that horrible little boy.
Little Ricky.
Right? God, has it only been a year since we last parted ways?
It's only been
a
year. Yeah. They came back last November to say hi.
I'm sure they'll come back again, right? Because they like to come back during Movember.
Yeah, they like to tell us what's going on in their little lives. Right?
I bet you we'll see them towards the end of the month sometime.
Potentially. Yeah.
Stay posted, friends of the podcast.
If you haven't ever come across that episode, you should go find it. It's in November.
Right? They've come back two times now.
Two times, yeah.
Yeah.
We have alter egos.
We have alter egos. Who are our Moes?
Our Moes.
And what? And a really bad little boy.
Yes, he's very bad.
Who I'm sure is probably spending time at the penitentiary by now.
Probably.
Right? Probably.
Okay,
he's a bad, bad kid.
Mm-hmm. But now I get to teach you something, Lisa.
All right, Samantha.
Lisa, it's things you ought to know. All right, Lisa. Fun facts about Movember.
Oh, how exciting.
I know. Did you know that it's really only supposed to be mustaches?
It should stay mustaches.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be a beard. It's only supposed to be a mustache.
Yeah, because it's not beard member.
No, it's Movember.
Movember. Okay, good to know.
Did you know that Movember did not start in America, that it actually originated in Australia in 2003?
I did not know that.
And it was all, and the reason why it got started is because two guys were drinking beer and thinking they should just grow a mustache.
And it happened to be November.
Yeah. And then it became charitable like a couple of years later or something like that.
That's awesome. That's so cool. I would have never put it happening there.
No, me neither. Canada is apparently beating the U.S. in terms of fundraising.
Of course we are.
Yeah. Canadians have raised $85.8 million.
Wow.
I know. Pretty cool.
That's for men's cancer causes, isn't it?
Yeah, for prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer. Wow.
And apparently coffee helps grow your mustache.
Really?
Yes, which is apparently why mine grows really well.
Huh. I was thinking that I saw a little shadow.
Yeah,
a
little there.
Are you growing it out from Movember?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to try that.
Okay.
And Movember once had its own condom sponsor. The slogan was, cover your lip, cover your tip.
Oh my. That's right up there with don't let your dinky get stinky.
I'm sorry I had to include that one because it was so.
That's funny. All right.
Oh my God.
All right.
Love
good
that
to know.
One. Yes.
Good to know.
So
good
that's
to know.
The fun facts of Movember.
And men, take it seriously.
Yes.
Not the condom part, the mo.
The mo.
And the cancer.
And the cancer. The prostate cancer.
Take care of your prostate.
Get yourself checked.
Go get yourself checked. It's important.
Yes, it's very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Lisa, do you have an I shake my head?
Yeah, I do, Samantha. It has to do with me and my chocolates.
Uh-oh.
Why are Christmas... This is my shake my head. I've been shaking my head trying to figure this out all day. Why are Christmas chocolates more tempting than the Halloween ones?
Because you have rules with the Christmas chocolates.
You think that's it?
Yes, and you're a rule breaker by nature.
I am. I'm a little rebellious that way.
You look at this advent calendar and it's like, you only get to take one. And you're like, screw you, bitch. I'll do what I want.
I'll do what I want. But I fly by the rules in December.
Yes, you do.
But I don't in November. I did it my way. That's what I do.
That's why I think Christmas chocolates are more tempting.
Okay. Okay,
for
good
you.
To know. Good to know. What about you? You got a nice shake my head?
Oh my God, I have apartment noises and I don't know if they should be scary or annoying.
Ooh, they should be both, depending. What are the noises?
Okay, so lately there's been a weird noise in the corner of my bedroom.
Maybe you got a ghost.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say that.
Well, I don't know.
It just, all of a sudden, it's like... something's dripping or I don't know. It's just, it's really, really bizarre. I've gotten used to the fridge, so I know what that noise is and it's not that.
Interesting. It's a new noise in your bedroom.
Yes. And I was just like, oh God, really? I don't want to open my eyes. I don't want to know if something's there.
Something's standing over top of you.
Don't. You're freaking me out. Stop talking about it.
Do you feel like a presence?
No. But oh, it was
that's a plus.
It's just bizarre.
That is weird, though.
Yes. And I'm just
sometimes scary noises in your apartment are freaky because it's like me, right? Like Mike's at work at nighttime.
Right.
And like, remember when I had the meth heads and I'd be like, okay, I'd play the game. God. Meth head or should I be worried?
Right? Oh, God.
Meth heads didn't worry me, but sometimes I'd hear noises, meth head, or should I be worried about that?
Yeah, and then we had to remind you not to open the door.
Right, don't make friends with the meth head.
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't get involved with the meth heads.
No.
Don't make friends with the meth heads.
No.
The whole bit. Now I just stay locked inside. Mike locks the door, and I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. Right? I barely move. Right? Because you just got to be curious. You just don't know. Right? I don't make a peep. I barely move. I barely move.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Exactly. That's too funny. Well, I hope you get your noises figured out.
Yeah, me too.
You know? That would be good.
Yes. All right. Good. I think that...
Samantha, I think we're at the end again.
We are at the end again.
Wow. And again. And again.
We just want to thank John for helping us put our podcast together and making us sound really fabulous. And guys, just remember to check out our social media, our Facebook, our Instagram, and the Twitter. And remember to download and subscribe.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Anything else you can think of?
Nope, I'm good.
You think we're good?
I'm good.
It's getting late.
It's getting late.
Dark outside.
And it's super dark.
Checking off all the boxes for bedtime. Right?
Yeah.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
And should be.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.